Zakt the Mishnah weiter. Masech the Shabbos, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel. First, the Mishnah teaches us, Kal ha-yaitzim in a-eitz, anything that comes out of a tree, ain madlikin by. You can't take material from there, turn it into a wick, and use it for your Shabbos neiros. There is, however, one exception, flax. Ella pishtan, except flax. Flax could be used. Now, you just tell me anything that comes out of a tree. Does flax grow on a tree? So why do you have to tell me that I could use flax? The answer is, because when Yeshua sent Meraglim to spy in Eretz Yisrael, Rachav hid them. Where did she hide them? The Pasuk says, she hid them in Pishtei Ha'etz, flax stalks, but the Pasuk refers to it as eitz. I would think that maybe Pishtan is considered eitz. And just like you can't make a wick out of anything that comes out of a tree, maybe you can't make a wick out of anything that comes out of flax. So the Mishnah says, no, no, flax could be used for Shabbos wicks. And now the Mishnah is going to tell us another exception about flax. We know that if there is a dead person in a tent, anything inside the tent becomes tameh, but not the tent itself. Here, too, there's one exception. B'chal ha-yotzim in a-eitz, if you have a house made out of wood, anything that is a product of a tree, you should know, einoy metameh tumas ha-yolim. The house itself does not become tameh through tumas oil, even if there's a mace in the house, only everything else that is in the house. What's the exception? Once again, ella pishtan, except flax. If there's a tent made out of flax, and there is a mace in the tent, the flax does become tameh. Here the tent itself becomes tameh, and all of this is learned from Sukkim. Sakta Mishnah Vayter. Let's first teach the words of the Mishnah, and then we'll try to explain it. Psilas habeged, I have a wick, made from a cloth, shekipla, I folded it up and kind of twisted it, like you would do when you make a wick. Think about Chanukah, so you take a cotton wick and you roll it up. That's what he did with the cloth. But v'loy hivava, he didn't light it a little bit with the fire beforehand. Rabbi Eliezer says, Tameya, this could become Tameh if it comes into contact with Tumah. The ain madlikimba, and you may not light with it. Rabbi Akiva disagrees on both counts. He says, Tahira, even if this piece of cloth that you rolled up would come into contact with something that is Tameh, it does not become Tameh. It would remain pure. It is Tahira. And umadlikimba, and you may light with it. Now let's try to explain the machloikis here between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Not everything becomes Tameh. In order for something to become Tameh, it has to be considered a beged. Now, if something is very, very tiny, it's not a beged. What are you going to use it for? So it has to be at least large enough to be 3 finger widths by 3 finger widths. That's the shear. For it to be considered, well, at least this I would hold on to. Maybe I can use it as a patch. But if it's less than that, it's not considered a beged, and therefore, even if it comes into contact with tumah, it won't become tameh. Okay, so what does that have to do with our machlokes over here? Well, suppose I take a little tiny handkerchief. That's 3 by 3. It should become tameh, or maybe it's bigger. And I roll it up. Now that I rolled it up, it's no longer 3 by 3. So do I say that it is no longer considered a beged, and therefore it does not become tameh even if it comes into contact with tumah? Or do I say, it's still a beged, all you have to do is to unfold it? So that's a machloikis tannoi. If I take a piece of cloth that's exactly 3 by 3 and I roll it up, if I measure it now, it's not 3 by 3, do I say it's no longer a beged? Or do I say it's really a beged that's just folded or rolled? Now one thing is for sure. Suppose I would light it a little bit with the fire, which is sometimes done to make it burn better afterwards. So everyone would agree that it's no longer a beged. Why not? Well, now that I lit it, and only a tiny drop is missing, but that's enough to make it less than 3 by 3, so it's no longer a beged. But what if I didn't light it. Let's take a look at the words of the Mishnah, the last words of the Mishnah again. Psilas habeged, I have a wick of a cloth that was exactly 3x3. Shekipla, I rolled it or folded it. V'loy hivava, I didn't light it. So it's still 3x3 exactly if I would open it up. Rabbi Eliezer says, it's still a beged, tameya, it's tameh. And furthermore, v'ein madlikim bo, you can't light with this. You know why? We're talking here about, again, it's on Yom Tov. Yom Tov precedes Shabbos. Let's say Friday is Shavuos and then is Shabbos. You can't light with it because of an Isser Muktzah. Muktzah? Where does Muktzah come in over here? Well, you're going to learn the Yazir Shemiz Baruch. There are many different types of Muktzah, but one is called Noilid. Noilid means if something new is created that wasn't there beforehand. Once you start lighting it, it's no longer a beged. Until now, even though it's folded up, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it is considered a beged. But once you start lighting it, it's no longer a beged. So you're creating something new. You're creating a wick, which didn't exist till now. Until now, it was a beged. And therefore, because Rabbi Eliezer holds that rolling it doesn't take away the 3x3, number one, tameya, it is tameh. It's still considered 3x3 because all you have to do is unfold it. And we aim at likimba because by lighting it, you're changing it from a beged into something else. So it's neiler, it's something new, and that becomes muktza. Rabbi Akiva says, even if you would unroll it, it would then have 3x3. But right now he rolled it up. It doesn't have 3x3. It's too pitsy, it's too tiny to be considered a baguette, and therefore tahir, if something tummy should touch it, it's tahar. And for that reason, umadlikim, but you can light with it, even though it's yamtiv, it's not muktzah, you're not creating something new. It was a wick beforehand, and it's a wick now as well.